Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to start our fiscal year 2015 earnings release. First, I'm going to introduce the board of directors and board of management before Bu Vera will take us through the analyst briefing full year results. On my right, we have Pak Antony Kurniawan, the head of operations. Next to him is Pak Herman Savio, the head of treasury. Sitting next to him is Pak Harry Hikmanto, director and head of Syariah Banking. Sitting next to him is Pak Indra Baruna, CEO of Adira Insurance. Sitting to the left of him is Pak Mulyadi Raharja, vice president, director, and head of sales and distribution. Obviously sitting in the middle is Pak Seng Siawa, our CEO and president director. Next to him is Bu Vera If Lim, our director and CFO. Sitting next to her is Pak Willy Suwandi Dharma, CEO of Adira Finance. Sitting next to him is Bu Yan Yan Setiawan, our head of transaction banking. Finally, Pak Yanto Edy Umar, our head of corporate and commercial banking. Without further ado, I am going to let Bu Vera to take us through the.
Well, thank you for coming. It's always difficult to compete with BCA, who has another similar session somewhere else. Let me just give you a quick snapshot, some of the sound bites, some of the headlines with regard to our results for the entire 2015. You will get the numbers shortly, and hopefully you can then ask some questions if you need any clarification. I think our entire set of results last year was impacted by two major factors. One was a slower economy. The second was that our micro-financing business and overall the mass market business, which incorporates Adira Finance, as you're aware, the trend continued into the fourth quarter. Total loans at about 130 trillion. SME rose 5% year-on-year. Corporate and commercial loans were relatively flat, but the mass market actually dropped by 13%. This was due to, as you're aware, slower new financings for Adira Finance, as well as the slower segment in terms of our DSP portfolio. Consequently, we did not need so much funding, and we maintained very high liquidity at about, on average, below 90% for the entire year. Our CASA, as well as time deposits, we took the opportunity to reduce a significant amount of the expensive CASA and time deposits. Today, our cost of funding has got a very good trend. The cost of funding has dropped quite significantly from the third quarter all the way on in the second half, so to speak, by about 75 to 80 basis points on average across the board. As you can judge, looking around the banking hall, we no longer put up all these brochures. A year ago when you were here, you would have witnessed that the brochures were always about how to promote high time deposits. We no longer have to do that because I think we today have got a better way of gathering granular and cheaper deposits, particularly the savings accounts using and leveraging our entire network.